I lost a part of that, and I think it's maybe 53 minutes apart, but I didn't hear the rest of it.
I just said we're 56 minutes apart, so that's not exactly right around the corner.
You're in my neighborhood. I'm not home.
I know, right? But you want to talk about convenient, but I had a meeting down here today, and you got these SOs at home.
Yeah, it's actually better that they weren't in my car if you were that close.
Yeah, I had a meeting at like 14 in Grossbeck, and then the sales rep I was with was like, let's go to Gross Point and pop in at one of my new clients, introduce you. And I'm like, okay. And then I get there, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm literally like a minute from Anthony's house.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. It was like it was meant to be.
Well, let's hope we get some fruits from our labor on these things, and I'll keep you updated.
I don't think I got in on that last one. I will I'll stop with you. Dakota's KERUH.
Yeah, I didn't catch anything before that last one, so sounds good. I'll talk to you later. NADVF.
All right, KERUH.
KABCW testing the MI-5 on the Petoskey Tower.
It's working just fine, WAYRC. Well, if you want me to check, I got some testers here in response. Go ahead.
Alpha, Delta 8, Alpha, Statewide 1.
NAWRO. Hey, Dave. Tim, how's it going?
Hey, Tim. Yeah, it's going pretty good. Just getting off of work. Tinkering with the new radio. Radiology EB25-T. And so I've been tinkering with it and trying to get comfortable with it.
Oh, yeah, that model number sounds familiar. I think some of the guys had it. I don't have that one myself. Not mistaken, but I think we might have a code plug. If you want to take a shortcut, it should be on the website. Speaking of which, did I ever send you, or it's optional, I don't know if you want to, did I ever send you an invite to our Discord page, or are you on there and I missed it?
I think you might have sent me one a long time ago. I don't know that I ever got into it.
John and I are trying to figure out a way to, because I know you're interested and we'd like to have you aboard as far as one of the net controllers. And we're trying to figure out kind of a talk around. And one thing that Discord can do is it offers an audio talk around. HOIP is an option too, but I don't believe you have HOIP either, do you?
I have HOIP. I have not fully set it up, but I did get an account.
Yeah, definitely HOIP would work. You planning to be at the meeting Thursday?
Yep, I sure will.
Well, that'll work. I'll have John maybe... talk you through that. Do you remember what type of phone you got? Is it a Cisco 525G? Well, how about we just, pick up the conversation on Thursday, a little bit before the meeting maybe, or during the break or something. One way or the other, we'll get you either Discord or a HOIP phone, and that'll expedite your, ability to become net controller. Because you can kind of join... We got a little side chat going on all the time with the backup net controller and the primary controller, and it's off to the side. And that's the way you can just drop in and learn how to do it. But, yeah, let's save that for Thursday. It's kind of good timing then.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. Well, I'll go ahead and I'll probably be there a little bit early. I try to be there early anyway.
Yeah, it did work out when you did your kit for your level 2, your go kit. In an ideal world, it would have been nice if you could have displayed it to the class, but yeah, Dave said we're running out of time, so we just wanted to get you that level too. So, but yeah, Ron told me that was you knocked that one out of the park. I think it was the best one. Very good on that, sir.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, if you ever want me to bring it in again, I'd be more happy to bring it in and show everybody what I've got set up. Made a couple additions to it. Packaging wise, just to make it easier and a little bit more portable.
Copy that. Didn't want to have you do that, but I'll keep that in mind in case we, the next time we have a level 2 and if we actually make that part of the class. I've got Wally telling me on another radio, one of us has a bad signal. I don't know. I think your signal's fine. How do you copy me there, Dave?
Oh, you're coming through loud and clear. The audio sounds good. So as far as all that's concerned, it sounds like you're 100%.
Yeah, just heading over to the last heard dashboard there. And, yeah, I see you're on the Mount Clemens, RSSI 110. What radio are you using, Dave?
I'm using the DB25. I got 20 watts out. The antenna on the roof is probably not the best. And I am at, I started at Liver at Linwood and Davidson. So over on the west side of Detroit. I've been kind of range testing this. Range tested it yesterday up towards Port Huron. And then I'm on the range test for the Mount Clemens for Peter today.
Yeah, that's a 118, so getting close on the Mount Clemens as far as I can understand you. It's perfectly readable to me, but it does have a little bit of an odd sound to it. I would never pick it up, but Wally's a little bit of a detailed signal kind of guy. But listen, I won't keep you. We'll talk Thursday, and appreciate the QSO as always. Have a good one, Dave. We'll talk later. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar over to 88MP. Again, thanks for the QSO.
K8BCW, Tim, you still there? Dave, you still there?
Dave, I got your sign-off over on 7.2. No worries on that, though. And Bentley, I think that was. Yeah, I'm still here. Go ahead. If you got a critique on our signals.
Yeah, hi, Tim. Long time no talk to you. How have you been? I did notice that Dave's volume was much, much higher than yours. Like his mic might be a little hot. And a couple of times when he was transmitting, I got some distortion. Again, maybe because his mic is a little hot and he got a little bit close on it and it kind of blew things out a little bit. That might be what your other party was referring to, because I did hear something there, but then his next transmission was just fine, just a little bit loud.
Yeah, you know, now that you mentioned it, maybe that was it. Maybe come down on a little bit on the mic gain. I should have thought of that, but I'm just kind of really forgiving after some of the nets I listened to, and especially the state net that they transfer over to analog on Sunday night. It's like picking signals out of the weeds. So as long as I can read it, I'm okay with it. But I think your assessment might be correct there. I'll see him on Thursday, so I'll relay it to him. NAWRO, back over to you. How are things in your neck of the woods lately?
Well, like the rest of the state, we have some hot weather, which is a little bit in northern Michigan. But, man, we've got a nice big breeze that's blowing that warm air around, so it's really not all that bad as long as you're not out in the direct sunlight. I just think it's a beautiful day.
Yeah, judging by what I'm seeing outside, I agree with you. However, I kind of wimped out today. I just squirreled myself away in the shack and got some work done. And later on, when the sun gets a little bit lower in the sky, I'll go out there and get some outdoor air, get my steps in and stuff. Yeah, these super, super hot days just really are not for me.
Well, to be fair, we don't have as much concrete around us as you do down there. So I know being in that environment in the past, it can be a lot hotter in the city. Lots of beautiful shady trees around me here. I'm out on my front porch enjoying the breeze. And, we're going to go out to dinner a little bit later tonight. Hopefully the air conditioning is working in the restaurant.
Yeah, I copy that. It's almost like mandatory in weather like this. I want to be able to sit down to a nice meal and just be like toasty, too toasty. That really wouldn't work for me, though. Anyhow, I better get back to the work here, but appreciate the QSO. Glad things are going okay in Emmett County. NAWRO, back over to K8BCW. You have a good one, Bentley. I'll listen out.
Always great chatting with you, Tim. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week. And there's some cooler weather on the horizon for you. K8BCW, stay cool.
N-A-W-R-O, N-A-V-F,
N-A-V-F, N-A-W-R-O, go ahead. N-A-V-F, N-A-V-F, this is N-A-W-R-O. Go ahead, Dakota. No, nothing heard the second time there. I do show you were on Burnside at 121 when you first called out. So, but I'll be listening. N-A-W-R-O, clear for now.
N-A-W-R-O, testing.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa. Anyone on frequency statewide 1 for an audio check? Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Uniform Oscar. This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm event 1, but when I keyed up, it, so I gave up. But
all right, you're coming in a little bit broke. The side is -123, so you're not quite making the repeater, but maybe we'll talk to you later. Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
N-A-V-V-F, testing.
There you go, that's better. This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa. W-A-R-O.
Yeah, N-A-W-R-O, Dave, that is much better from previous today. You know, say again, give me a 1, 2, 3 counters. Yes, sir, that is much better than before. Whatever you did on that is good. And as far as 7.2, it could just be on my side as well. It just seemed a little light, but that might be the signal itself, not the audio. But this is 1,000% better.
Fantastic. All right, very good. Well, thanks, Tim, for the help. N-A-W-R-O, 88MP, I'll be clear. And you guys have a great day. I'll see you Thursday.
Very good. 73, see you Thursday. N-A-W-R-O, clear as well.
KFA, yes. Anyone else to give us a ring?
W-E-E-A-P. KF8S, W8EAP.
W8EAP, KF8S.